There's new evidence that chlamydia, the most common sexually transmitted disease, increases the risk of uterine cancer. The finding is reported in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Experts say it has important implications for public health. NPR's Richard Knox has more details.
Scientists have long known that cancer of the cervix, the neck of the uterus, is often caused by a virus, the human papillomavirus. But they've suspected other factors must be involved because many millions of women get papillomavirus infections, but only about 13,000 get uterine cancer each year. Smoking is one known risk factor. Now Scandinavian researchers have documented another. They combed through blood samples from more than 500,000 women looking for something different about the 128 who later developed uterine cancer. Dr. Jorma Pavanen of the University of Helsinki says that after accounting for various risk factors, prior infection with certain strains of chlamydia stood out.
We found that when we adjust for these other risk factors, chlamydia was still significantly associated with development of cervical cancer. And not only any chlamydia, but there were, surprisingly, specific chlamydial serotypes that showed a strong association with cervical cancer.
One of these common chlamydia types increased women's risk nearly sevenfold. Two other types were associated with 3 to 4-fold increased risk. It's not clear how chlamydia raises cancer risk. Pavanen thinks it may interfere with immune defenses.
The body cannot fight against human papillomavirus as it should and as it normally does.
Whatever the explanation, specialists in sexually transmitted diseases say the new finding justifies more vigorous efforts to screen young women for chlamydia and to treat those infections which often cause no symptoms. Dr. Jonathan Zennelman is an STD expert at Johns Hopkins.
This gives us another rationale for promoting chlamydia screening, and is also an important reason for women who are at risk for chlamydia to be screened periodically for that infection, because it's very treatable. It's treatable with a single dose of antibiotic.
There's already plenty of reason to find and treat chlamydia infections. More than 500,000 are reported each year, more than any other infectious disease. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates there are actually 3 million chlamydia infections annually. It's the leading cause of infertility, dangerous tubal pregnancies, and painful pelvic disease. The CDC recommends that every sexually active female under 20 get a yearly chlamydia test. It costs about $20. So should women over 20 who have new or multiple sex partners or who don't use barrier contraception. There are federal screening programs for chlamydia, but the CDC says they've been hobbled by insufficient funding. Zennelman agrees.
Estimates are, right now, are that about between 40 and 50% of at-risk women are being screened for chlamydia.
Pavanen says the problem is global.
We have the tools, really, to hit chlamydia, but we just haven't been very successful in implementing the screening programs. And that is very much true in Finland. It's very much true in Europe. And it's very much true in the U.S. as well.
And this despite the fact that the CDC says every dollar spent on chlamydia screening and treatment saves $12 in treating later complications, not counting uterine cancer. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.